Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of Chitta Vritti. Today we're going to talk about 4 ways to reconnect with your yoga practice. So, you've been studying yoga for a while, and you made some great progress, and you're committed to the philosophy and psychology of yoga, but lately you have felt like the teachings are not hitting you emotionally as they once did when you were first starting out. You feel the knowledge that you gained is getting stale inside your head, and you can feel yourself slowly losing your wanting to do yoga or meditate. Well, if you are or have felt like this, this episode is for you, because today we're going to go over 4 ways to get the fervor and the emotional connection back into your yoga practice. First thing to know is that this does happen to everyone. It has happened to me several times, and I'm sure that it will happen to me a bunch more before it's over with. So just know that you are not alone in this. Use this as an opportunity to learn deeper and maybe to change your focus a little bit and learn something a little bit different about yoga, the yoga philosophy. Also, you should know that this is normal, because your mind, since your mind, your chitta, is always in flux. It's always going from one thing to another, never staying on one thing. Your mind gets bored when you're focused on one thing over and over and over and over. It gets stale to your mind, because your mind, your ego, thinks that it already knows all this stuff. You know, I know what chitta is. I know what a vritti is, what the klesas are. It thinks it already knows everything. But if that's going on, then it is the lower self, the ego, that is controlling your actions, not the Atman. Everything you've learned is still there. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's still right there. And it's just a matter of reestablishing that emotional connection, that emotional spark that you once had for it. So, number one, don't stop. Keep going. Keep doing your practice every day. Number two, when this happens, I normally pick up my favorite book on the Yoga Sutras, or my favorite book related to yoga in general, yoga philosophy. And when I do that, I always, always find something new in something I've read, you know, 5-6 times. Always get inspired in a new way about yoga, because I'll understand a concept I only kind of understood before, but after reading it now and pairing it with my previous knowledge, I can understand something I've read 3 or 4 or 5 times. I can understand it deeper now, and that brings the emotional connection, that spark back, and it gives me, you know, breathes new life into something I've read over and over, and something I've studied and am studying and will continue to study for the rest of my life. If you do not want to pick up a book, your favorite book, then get a new book. Get on Amazon, or that book you've been eyeing for a couple of months or something. Get it. Read it. It will give you some inspiration and bring that connection back that you feel like you're losing. So number one, don't give up. Don't stop. Keep doing your daily practice. Number two, read your favorite book or get a new book. Number three, intensify your practice. If you study scripture and read for an hour, do it for 2 hours. If you meditate for 20 minutes, do it for 30 minutes. If you do asana for an hour, do it for 1.5 hours. If you are giving devotion and worship to your deity for 30 minutes, do it for 1 hour. Whatever it is to you that is intensifying and solidifying more clearly and with more concentration your devotion and your belief system. And number four, know that you are not really disconnected from your positive affirmations and your devotion. Everything you learned up to this point is still there. The unclarity of your positive realizations is just the flux of the goodness. Just remember that, again, nothing you've learned from this point has just vanished. It's still there. It's just you need to deepen that connection. So all these thoughts that you're having that oh, I feel like it's getting farther and farther away. I feel like it's not hitting me better. Or maybe I'm not reading it right or understanding it right. All those things are just to play the goonies. That's Thomas and Rajas playing their game, you know. And those things, those negative things that you're saying to yourself or your lower self is saying are just the klesis. It's just ego not wanting to do it because of it's in Thomas and it's being lazy. And it's ignorance that you think you've forgotten all the things that you've learned. When it's just all there, you just need to keep going, keep reaffirming, keep reading, and keep doing your daily practice. Let me reiterate them one more time. Number one, don't stop. Keep going. Number two, pick up your favorite book of the Yoga Sutras or a book that really inspires you and read it again. If that doesn't help, get you a new book that you feel like will inspire you. Number three, intensify your study, your devotion, your meditation. Everything that you do in your daily practice of yoga. And number four, again, is knowing that all these thoughts that are going through your head are not Atman. Atman is eternal. It never changes. All these things that are going on are from your ego, from your lower mind, and they are not you. You just have to replace these negative thoughts and these negative things and this wrong knowledge with positive thoughts and positive affirmations. All right, that's it for this week. This week was a short one. This was just some thoughts that I've had on my mind and things that I am going through. So I thought I would make a short podcast about it. Next week, we'll be back with a full podcast for you. So thank you for listening. Remember to like, share, comment, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. Thanks a lot, guys. Y'all have a great week.